Hello, baseball fans, and welcome to Sully Baseball Daily, the podcast we talk about baseball 365 days a year, unless it's a leap year, and then we're going to do another one. I've been doing this every single day since October 24th, 2012, and it is now the 27th day of October 2015, and I'm your host, Paul Francis Sullivan. Please call me Sully. I'm recording this from a Sully Baseball studio in Palo Alto, California, the birthplace of Oakland A's manager Bob Melvin, and just a line drive from Sunken Diamond, the baseball home of the Stanford Cardinal. Well, the wait is over. It is time for the World Series. All this mucking around, baseball's back, Mets, Royals, unless there's a rain delay, are playing Game 1 of the World Series tonight. And quite frankly, I'm super excited. Now, this is the first time I'm doing a Sully Baseball Daily podcast where the World Series does not involve the Red Sox or the Giants. And guess what? I'm still pumped. This is going to be, I think it's going to be a great World Series, although I'm having a very, very hard time pinning down which team I think is going to win for my official pick. So I got a little bit of help today. Today's guest is not a ball player, not a writer, not a comedian, not the kinds of people I normally bring on. I brought on someone who's going to give us a unique perspective of some strengths and some weaknesses to expect in this year's World Series between Kansas City and the Mets. Andre Malas is an astrologer with a specialty in sports. You've heard her on KNBR here in San Francisco. You've heard her on The Fan in New York, XM Radio, all over the place. We struck up a wonderful conversation online, and I said, hey, why don't you come on the podcast? And we can talk a little bit about what you do in terms of mapping out star charts and everything for baseball players. And we can get a few insights on the upcoming World Series. So here is my guest, astrologer with a knack for sports, Andrea Malas. Andrea, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Sully. Looking forward to it.
Explain to the listeners here of the Sully Baseball Daily Podcast what it is exactly that you do.
I'm an astrologer with a specialty in sports, and I've been a certified astrologer since 1989, during my Saturn return. I got 25 years experience, and I actually branched into sports, Sully, during an A's game in 2001. I was watching Barry Zito pitch for the A's, and I was curious about his chart, and I ran his chart. I ended up calling the Oakland A's extra innings show, and it was a hit. They signed me up for the Astrology Minute, where I go on the pregame and talk about whose bat is heating up, who's injury prone, and then I ended up writing for the A's magazine and half of all Major League Baseball magazines, and then the Oakland A's website, and then ESPN heard about it, and they interviewed me. And then I've since moved to the San Francisco Giants flagship station. I'm the astrologer on KNBR,
which is where which is where I first heard you on KNBR. So that's how.
Okay, I was just going to say I've been there several years doing the Giants sports astrology, and they've won 3 World Series in 5 years. So very exciting time. Sometimes on 95.7 The Game, Sirius XM Radio. And actually, I was interviewed for the New York Times, Sully.
Whoa.
And I've also appeared on Comcast Sportnet during the Giants World Series, and that was really fun because I would talk about Tim Lincecum's chart. I would talk about, the starting pitchers and compare and contrast where the planets were when they were born and talk about how that would look for their World Series pitching performance.
When you studied where the planets were and everything, how did that help out? What did you learn from that?
Well, excellent question, because basically we always have free will, but there's certainly optimal cycles of timing, and there's certainly challenging cycles of timing. So my job is to optimize the positive cycles, tell the client how to make the best use of a positive time, and conversely, how to mitigate or ameliorate challenging transits. So timing is everything. When Barry Zito went to the Giants from the A's, he was already on the cusp of a long-term Neptune transit to his Mars. Mars is a crucial planet for an athlete. It rules energy, assertion, and aggression. So he was already sort of having challenges. And again, long-term contracts, was that 5 or 6 years, about $126 million. So that could have managed the Giants' expectations. Just because he was 23-5 and won a Cy Young with the A's and had an ERA below 3 doesn't mean he was automatically going to replicate that for the Giants. So unfortunately, he became the poster boy for being super careful about signing pitchers on long-term contracts. And basically, Sully, positive, optimistic use of sports astrology is looking at a player's future performance rather than basing it on the past performance. So that's a very different paradigm.
Well, yeah, if you had informed the Giants, I don't remember every piece of information you just said, but where Neptune was aligned and everything, if you sort of said, hey, wait a minute, folks, you're about to sign this guy to a 6-year deal for hundreds of millions of dollars, are you taking this into account? Mm-hmm. And, you know, and when he had his success, you know, towards the end of his time with San Francisco, he had the successful playoffs and World Series in 2012 when he, you know, helped beat the Cardinals and the Tigers. Was anything else aligned properly then? Or was it because the Tigers were out of line? It's a two-way street. I mean, someone's plan could be perfectly aligned, but then you're playing someone else's planets are perfectly aligned, that, you know, then what happens?
Certain planetary transits, like a Neptune transit, the outer planets, Sully, Uranus, Neptune, Pluto, those transits last for several years.
Yeah, right.
And what I mean by that is the Giants, as you know, had to kind of ride the wave, so to speak, of disappointing season after disappointing season. The transit was finally over in 2012, and I've heard the Giants, if they had to do it over again, Sully, they would have signed him because he, you know, pitched against the Cardinals. He defeated Verlander. You know, ultimately, it was worth it in the long run. But those years before, when I would watch Crook and Kipe, they were like, okay, well, this isn't going to end well. What'd you have for dinner, Crook?
Yeah. I thought it was a catastrophe. I thought it was an absolute catastrophe.
Thank you.
I haven't figured out who I'm leaning towards. Sometimes I'm thinking, I think the Royals are going to win. Sometimes I think the Mets are going to win. I want to get your take, your reading, your thoughts, everything you know and have thought about in terms of these two teams, and give me a little bit of your analysis of that.
Yes, well, no surprise, since I grew up a Met fan, I'm rooting for the Mets, but I'm going to call them as I see them. I'm not going to be a homer.
Right.
And tomorrow we've got Matt Harvey.
Right.
And they just changed. It was going to be Johnny Cueto, but they changed it to Volquez.
Ooh, yeah, that's breaking news to me. I didn't know that they changed it to Volquez.
They went with Volquez. They changed that today. Nedios changed that today. And I like Matt Harvey's chart, you know, the whole mystique of the Dark Knight of Gotham.
Got it.
And he's an Aries, and I just like Aries energy. It's kind of the warrior. It's just really fiery, energetic. And I think, you know, I mean, you can't go wrong. I mean, with the Mets starting pitching, you've got DeGrom, you've got Syndergaard. Syndergaard's chart is off the charts. He's
okay.
A Virgo. And
okay,
yeah.
You say his charts are off the charts. Okay. Tell me what that means. When you say his charts are off the charts, like what's off the charts and what specifically about it with Syndergaard? Because I'm a big Syndergaard fan. I think he's wonderful to watch. So tell me what that means.
Yes. What that means, Sully, Thor, it's funny, I ran his chart and I put the name in Thor.
That's fine.
August 29, 1992, Mansfield, Texas. So what that means is he's a sun sign Virgo, 6 degrees, Jupiter, planet of expansion, abundance, success, good fortune, is in Virgo for the entire year. So this is a very abundant year for sun sign Virgos. They have extra energy, extra strength, vitality. Last year, Sully, Jupiter was in Leo, and remember Madison Bumgarner. He could do no wrong. In fact, it's like a legend of lore when they talk about last year's postseason and how he pitched
ever.
In relief.
One of the best ever.
And pitched in relief and, you know, no innings limit. He was just amazing.
Okay, this is great news. This is great news if you're a Mets fan because the way Jupiter is aligned for mm-hmm. Syndergaard is yes. similar to how it's aligned for Bumgarner, and
yes.
that's great news because Syndergaard is going to pitch Game 3
Correct.
And possibly Game 7 of the World Series.
Right, exactly. Kind of all hands on deck,
right.
but I'd be very happy to see him pitch Game 7. Frankly, get him out in the bullpen. The bridge to Casilla makes me a little nervous, so I wouldn't mind. I mean, you don't overuse
Familiar.
Him.
Familiar, Casilla, right? You're thinking too much like the Giants. You're
oh, geez,
like a
sorry.
Giant.
You caught me, my friend.
I did.
Familiar. You know, it's funny you said Casilla. You're going to laugh because right before the call, I wanted to make a case in point about inaccurate Dominican Republic birth dates. So
right.
I Googled Santiago Casilla. Do you know his original name was Jairo Garcia and he had a completely different birth date?
I did not. See, that must you're trying to figure out when if someone's birth certificate is off, you know, is whacked out like that. That must
mm-hmm.
make your job impossible because you know what
you're
not basing it on actual data.
Thank you, because I would go to the winter meetings, Sully, you know, the baseball winter
yeah,
meetings,
yeah.
and I'd meet with teams. I've worked with coaches, some GMs, and I would plead with them, please get the birth time of the player. I have the roster. I know the birth date. I know the birthplace. Can you please fine-tune and get the birth time? And, you know, it was hit or miss.
So let me ask you a question, because you opened
yeah.
up this can of worms here.
Yeah.
So you've gone to the winter meetings and you've met with general
yes.
managers. Can
mm-hmm.
you reveal which ones you've met with and what advice you gave them?
Well, because of client confidentiality, I'm not at liberty to do that. But
okay.
I would go out on a limb and say, I think it was the first time they've had an astrologer with a laptop in their suite. And it was, you know, God bless them for being open-minded. I mean, you know, some were, some weren't. And, you know, the proof is in the pudding. When they saw that it really does predict the future potential of a player rather than rewarding them on past performance, and it comes down to dollars and cents and how many millions of dollars of players are on the DL, you know, when it comes down to nuts and bolts like that, you know, the elevator reached the top. It was like, hey, you know, this isn't horoscopes. This isn't you'll have a good day, you'll have a bad day. This is long-term forecasting that can save our club millions of dollars.
I wish you could see my expression right now because my arms are wide out, and I was having a conversation with a Dodger fan about this
uh-huh.
very topic because
uh-huh.
they were, you know, people were giving the Dodgers a lot of crap because of their huge payroll, of which
right.
my response was, yeah, they have a big payroll, but it's because they're paying a lot of guys for past performances. No one in their
oh.
right mind, if Carl Crawford
wow.
was a free agent right
mm-hmm.
now, no one in
mm-hmm.
their right mind would give him $20 million a year. So the key
right.
is to let some other schmuck pay for past performances, and you pay for present performances.
Yes. Yes. We connected for a reason, from your lips to the goddess's ears. This
That's
is
right.
my mantra, Sully. This is exactly what I have been preaching.
Okay, let's get back on task here.
Yes.
Because we have one big piece of information, and that
mm-hmm.
is the planets have aligned for Syndergaard the way
yes.
they had for Bumgarner. Okay.
Correct.
Who else is in decent shape, and who else should we be worried about at this point?
Excellent. Okay, Wade Davis, I am quaking in my boots, Sully.
Mm-hmm.
September 7, 1985,
mm-hmm.
Lake Wales, Florida.
Yeah.
And again, what I just shared and resonated, you picked it up immediately, about Virgos, this is our time. This is, you know, when you were abundant, high energy, success. He's 14 degrees Virgo. Jupiter is 16 degrees Virgo, will be that way for the whole World Series within a couple of degrees. Venus is in Virgo, Mars is in Virgo, so we need to score a lot of runs early and avoid Wade Davis
right.
at all costs because this is his year. And Daniel Murphy, if I may.
Well, something's going on with him. Something is aligned with him because there's no physical explanation, so maybe there's an astrological explanation for Daniel
right.
Murphy's October.
Exactly. Timing is everything. And Daniel Murphy, April 1, 1985, Jacksonville, Florida. So he's an Aries, so we established, you know, the fiery Aries and, you know, the warrior energy. And, you know, he's had that archetype. He's also made a ton of mistakes for the Mets on base running. He hasn't, you know, this isn't Barry Bonds we're talking about.
Right.
But this is lightning in a bottle. This is when the timing is just in his favor. Couple
right.
of things. One, he's having his Saturn return, which happens at the age of 29-30.
Mm-hmm.
Which is an astrological cycle of new beginnings and increased ambition. And that's chronological. Any of your listeners, 29, 30, and again at age 58, will have their Saturn return, endings and new beginnings. Jason Giambi bolted to the Yankees when he was 29. It's big contract
right.
time, Sully. So they really push for that. So that's part of it. But the more lightning in a bottle part, because the Saturn return is chronological, anyone 29, 30 will have it, Uranus in Aries, Uranus, planet of expect the unexpected in Aries, connecting to his sun in Aries, which is his basic vitality, Mercury in Aries, which is important because that is hand-eye coordination, and Venus in Aries, which is love and beauty and being, you know, the toast of the town.
Right.
So he can do no wrong. And then it is progress chart. Just a little extra detail. I mean, that's my job. I don't want to lose people here. His progress sun has moved to his Mars. Mars, again, crucial planet for an athlete, energy, assertion, aggression. So this is a very potent lightning in a bottle time for him. And I think your point is well taken, what we talked about a few moments ago. Well, are the Mets, you know, qualifying offer, okay, are they going to break the bank and offer him 4 years, $12 million each year, or is
no.
another team? Right.
No,
thank
they
you.
Should not. They
there
should
you
not.
Go.
Yeah,
that's
and,
right.
And I'll point to my beloved Red Sox
uh-huh.
fell for Pablo Sandoval's great postseason, and the Red Sox are paying for Pablo Sandoval's
yes.
past, and
yes.
every Giant fan I know is laughing their ass off that
right.
that the Red Sox rewarded him, and the Giants can spend that money on other people.
Right, and guess what? We might even have the Rookie of the Year in Matt Duffy.
Exactly.
You know that? Yeah.
You know, okay, so... who's not looking good? Give me examples on who's not, who, you know, where we shouldn't. You kind of hinted that maybe Cueto, but it's tough to get a read
yeah.
on him because we're not quite 100% sure about his birth certificate. So who else should we be looking at and saying, there may be trouble afoot here?
Let's see. Well, just briefly to hit on Cueto and just the planetary reason I would say it's not a very positive cycle. February 15, 86. San Pedro de Macorís, Dominican Republic.
Mm-hmm.
Again, a Neptune transit, which is confusion. It could be spirituality, but it could be confusion. To his Mercury, and remember, Mercury is hand-eye coordination, communication. So things are not real clear. He's extra sensitive. And his Mars in Sagittarius, Neptune is squaring his Mars, so he's feeling unsure of himself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you want to have super confidence, you know. You don't want less confidence. So this is like, you know, someone's picking up on it in the Royals and bumped him off the start tomorrow. That's all I'm going to say.
Right.
Because they're picking up on his vibes and his energy and his insecurity, his lack of confidence. They're going to baby him, only pitch him at home, don't let him go on the road.
Right.
So, you know, he is an Aquarius, and he does have that rather unorthodox pitching motion.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that was interesting. Aquarius, just so you know, is sort of a outside-the-box, nonconformist, innovative person. And, Sully, we have the full moon tomorrow. We have a World Series full moon. Are you aware of that?
I'm not aware of that. Okay, World Series full moon.
Yes.
Tell me what that means.
Well, that's interesting because Edison Volquez, who they swapped out for Cueto, is a sun sign Cancer. To me, that's an extra emotional time. So it could be extra sensitive. But as we both know, it probably won't come down to the starting pitchers per se. It'll come down to the bullpens and how we have to avoid at all costs the Royals' bullpen. You know, I like DeGrom's chart as well. He's a Gemini. And you know what? You know who he reminds me of, Sully?
Who?
Tim Lincecum, a fellow Gemini.
Mm.
You know, that's a nice remembrance in DeGrom, June 19, 1988. I mean, that's what makes baseball so exciting. I'd like to think the stars are aligning for the Mets, but, you know, there's it'll be an interesting World Series. I think that a lot of Mets fans are like, oh, it'll be easier for the Blue Jays. But you know what? We beat the Royals in Game 7 last year, and they showed they can be beat. So,
right.
You know, I'm thinking good thoughts for the Mets.
All right. Well, this has been really enlightening and really cool. And look, it's tough to argue with some of the stuff you've been saying, especially about Syndergaard. And that's very good news if you're a New York Mets fan, knowing that things are aligning for him in a similar way that they aligned for Madison Bumgarner last October, because we all know that ended pretty well.
It sure did.
And keep that in mind, general managers out there, and I'm looking at you, Boston Red Sox, if you're trying to line up something for Daniel Murphy or Johnny Cueto, let someone else pay for their victories, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Listen to us, okay? Let other people spend money unwisely. That's why we have the Dodgers, to spend that money.
Well said, my friend.
And Andrea, I want to thank you very much for being part of the show. We've had lovely exchanges online, and I'm glad you could be part of the show.
Your listeners can get in touch with me. My website is virgoinservice.com. My email, Andrea@virgoinservice.com. Voicemail, 510-874-4911. Of course, Facebook, Andrea Malis. And my Twitter handle is @VirgoInService.
And I'm going to have all these available on the website, SullyBaseball.com. There'll be links to all these. So in case you didn't have a pen and pencil handy as you're walking around with me in your earbuds, just go to the site. I'll leave a hyperlink to them. Click on them. You could follow Andrea and everything.
And thanks, Sully. It was a pleasure to share my astrological information with your listeners.
Thank you, Andrea, for being part of the show. This was a lot of fun, and let's just say not the typical conversation we have here on the Sully Baseball Daily Podcast, but one I really enjoyed having. Well, enough of this. I got to make my prediction. I got to put my foot down. And do you know what? I've been leaning to the Royals. Then I've been leaning to the Mets. I've been trying to figure this out, and I can't quite put my finger on it. So I'm going to go with my gut. And I believe the World Series will be won in 6 games, 4-2, by, drum roll please, the Mets. I think the Mets are going to do it. I think the Mets are going to do it because of their pitching, and I think the Mets are going to do it because, do you know what? It's what my gut is telling me. Could very well be the Royals. I'm not making that pick as, oh, you hate the Royals. No. I've been going back and forth. I'm just going with my gut. My gut says the Mets, and that's what I'm going to go with. But in the end, it's just a prediction. And the real story starts in just a few hours. Go to SullyBaseball.com and see who the latest unsung postseason hero is as I continue that series through the rest of the month. You can go to MLBReports.com to see who owns October and now who owns the World Series. We're going to have Woo and Wows. Those are two separate categories. Go to Facebook, SoundCloud, YouTube, Stitcher, iTunes. Did I mention Facebook? I think I already did. You can follow me on Instagram @SullyBaseballPodcast. You can send me an email at info@SullyBaseball.com. Thank you very much, Andrea Malis. Let's bring on the World Series. This has been the Sully Baseball Daily Podcast, as written in the stars, for the 27th day of October 2015. I'm your host, Paul Francis Sullivan. Please call me Sully.